Under a plea agreement, Young could serve less time in jail than he spent hiding from authorities. Young was in the lam for 7 years after allegedly freeing thousands of mink from fur farms across Wisconsin, South Dakota, and Iowa. He now faces 2 years imprisonment under the Animal Enterprise Protection Act. Fur Commission USA has been watching the case. The group's director is Teresa Platt. She would like prosecutors to recommend a stiffer sentence for Young, but realizes that may not be possible.
The sentence he's getting is much too light. The problem with Peter Young is that he's been on the run for 7 years. A lot has changed. He won't be prosecuted under the new Animal Enterprise Protection Act. He's being prosecuted under the old, weak one. So it's been strengthened.
Federal prosecutors originally charged Young with trying to disrupt interstate commerce through extortion, but Supreme Court rulings undermine the legal theory prosecutors had hoped to prove, so those charges were dropped. Young's defense attorney, Chris Kelly, had vigorously opposed the four felony counts as government overreaction.
I think it was ridiculous for the government to paint Peter as a terrorist, as they did when these charges were first filed. I think the calmer heads have prevailed.
The plea agreement also resolved some state charges against Young in Virginia involving a stolen ID. Authorities believe Young was part of the Animal Liberation Front and assumed others' identities to elude police. Young was caught shoplifting CDs from a California Starbucks last March. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.